What did the Ark of the Covenant look like? This is a question that many scholars, archaeologists, and theologians have asked for centuries. The most common design you will find on Google Images when looking up the Ark of the Covenant are ones with the cherubim on top of the Kapolet, or the mercy seat. The Temple Institute in Jerusalem puts the angels on top of the Kapolet, leaning in the middle. There doesn't seem to be room for a king on either of the first two. One of the Catholic designs has the cherubim kneeling beside the ark with the Mother Mary standing behind. This design contradicts the Bible description because the angels are not looking down at the Kapolet or the mercy seat. But what did the Ark of the Covenant really look like? Is there anything in the Bible or archaeology that might give us an idea? Aron in ancient Hebrew literally means chest, container, or any man-made enclosure that holds something of value. The name Ark of the Covenant simply became known as the title of the whole work. There are actually three main parts to this work, which we will talk about in a second. Location of the cherubim. And make two cherubim out of hammered gold at the ends of the cover. Make one cherub on one end and the second cherub on the other. Make the cherubim of one piece with the cover at the two ends. The cherubim are to have their wings spread upward, overshadowing the cover with them. The cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the cover. Exodus 25, verse 18 through 20. The Hebrew word katzah only carries one idea in the whole Bible. It means the extreme end, outskirt, border, or edge of something. So all of the cherubim that are on top of the Kapolet do not match the biblical description. Furthermore, cherubim do not belong on the throne seat of Adonai. They belong beside it, like a royal guard ready to protect and serve. They bow their heads in reverence to the king and keep watch over the place of blood. The ark, the altar, and the throne. The ark served three purposes. It was the chest for the covenant written on two tablets of stone, an altar for blood on Yom Kippur, and the throne of Adonai. The Bible does not say this explicitly in Exodus 25, but other passages make reference. It was an ark or chest. Have them make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. It was an altar. He shall then slaughter the goat and take its blood behind the curtain. He shall sprinkle it on the atonement cover and in front of it. Leviticus 16, verse 15. It was a throne, and they brought back the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim, 1 Samuel 4, verse 4. A more complete name for the whole work might be the Ark of the Covenant, Altar Cover, and Throne of Adonai, the Lord. Spiritual insight. Yeshua, prophet, priest, and king. Yeshua fulfilled three offices in his earthly ministry, that of a prophet, priest, and king. Each one of these offices were officiated by the anointing of oil upon the head of the individual. In Luke 4, verse 18, Yeshua reads Isaiah 61, verse 1, in his own synagogue in Nazareth. He said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." No human being anointed Yeshua as Mashiach or Messiah. Neither did any human confer on him any title or office. His Father spoke at his baptism, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. In him I am well pleased." To be the one and only Son of God was the greatest title the Father could proclaim about him. Besides being the one and only Son of God, Yeshua also fulfilled the office of prophet, priest, and king. He fulfilled the prophet office, for Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you." Acts 3, verse 22. He fulfilled the office of priest. Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 6, verse 20. "And he is our king." Therefore, Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king." John 18, verse 37. Therefore, he is qualified to demand compliance to the moral standards of the covenant law, make atonement for sin against God, and to rule as king, with his Father in heaven. Hebrew name, Aaron Brit Adonai. The chest was 1.5 royal Egyptian cubits wide, or 31.93 inches wide, 2.5 royal Egyptian cubits long, or 51.45 inches long, and 1.5 royal Egyptian cubits tall, or 31.93 inches tall. The Mishkan cherubs are 3.5 royal Egyptian cubits tall, or 6.01 feet, the standard height of a modern-day man. Well, this concludes the online audio tour of this exhibit. Thank you so much for your visit. For more information about upcoming events, please check out our website at www.themishkan.com. This ministry is supported by generous donors. As mentioned in the Bible, they gave from a willing heart. If you have been blessed by this exhibit, please consider making an offering by clicking on the offerings tab. Thank you, and God bless.